Understand Nations Cup football news tops your sports report today.
Kim, qualifying matches for next year's Africa Cup of Nations football tournament in Morocco resume on October 10th and October 11th. This reminder for our VOA football fans, the 30th edition of the African Football Showpiece will be staged in Morocco from January 17th to February 8th. Four cities will host matches: Agadir, Marrakesh, Rabat, and Tangier. Two of those venues, Marrakesh and Rabat, will also be used for matches at this year's FIFA Club World Cup tournament, which will be played from December 10th to December 20th in Morocco. As the Moroccans prepare for those two big events, the Confederation of African Football, CAF, has named the host countries for three future Africa Cup of Nations tournaments. VOA's Nightline Africa sportsman, Shegun Dot on the spot Adeyemi, has that story as well as other African football news.
Good evening, Africa. Cameroon, Ivory Coast, and Guinea were named future hosts of the Africa Cup of Nations by the Confederation of African Football, CAF. The CAF Executive Committee voted at its meeting in Addis Ababa, the Ethiopian capital, to award Cameroon the 2019 finals and Ivory Coast the 2021 edition. In an unscheduled announcement, CAF also decided to hand Guinea the right to host the 2023 finals. The Guinea announcement was unexpected, since only the hosts for the 2019 and 2021 tournaments were expected to be named. Algeria and Zambia lost out in the bidding process. The Democratic Republic of Congo had withdrawn from the race 2 months ago. Morocco will host the 2015 Cup of Nations tournament next January and February, but the host for 2017 remains undecided. Libya was picked to host the 2013 tournament, then swapped with South Africa, with the intention of hosting the 2017 instead. Libya officially withdrew last month due to ongoing security concerns, and interested countries now have until September 30th to place bids to host in 2017. The winning country will be announced next year. In a related development, the ban on Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone from hosting any international football because of Ebola fears were kept in place by CAF, according to the executive committee. The three West African countries are at the epicenter of the outbreak of the highly contagious disease. The countries had originally been banned from hosting all games until mid-September, but that ban has now been extended indefinitely. It means Guinea and Sierra Leone must again move scheduled African Nations Cup qualifiers to alternate venues next month. Guinea had to play its opening group game against Togo in Morocco earlier this month, and also last weekend staged an under-17 qualified tie in Casablanca. Sierra Leone could not find an alternate venue for its qualifier against the Democratic Republic of Congo 10 days ago, and instead ceded home advantage to its opponent. Liberia has no scheduled international matches in the near future. Ebola has infected over 5,000 people in West Africa this year, mainly in Sierra Leone, Guinea, and Liberia, killing just a little short of 3,000 people. The disease has also been reported in Nigeria and Senegal, but these two countries have not been banned from holding games by CAF, apparently because the spread has not reached epidemic proportions. Also, the CAF Executive Committee announced that a new fair play prize will be given to countries showing good sportsmanship. The prize will be named after Cameroonian striker Albert Ebosse, who died last month after his Algerian club GS Kabylie suffered a 2-1 home loss in a National League match. Ebosse was hit after an angry fan threw a piece of slate as the players were leaving the pitch, and he died of head injuries in a nearby hospital. CAF hopes the fair play prize, which will come with a monetary award yet to be determined, will preserve Ebosse's legacy. In addition, CAF's executive committee decided to launch a campaign to say no to violence in African football. Finally, from the CAF executive committee, Africa will support Sepp Blatter in next year's election for the presidency of World Soccer's governing body, FIFA. This is a symbolic boost for the 78-year-old Swiss incumbent, who announced this month he will be standing for a fifth term. Blatter had previously promised to retire at the end of his current term. The committee's decision is not binding on the 54 members of CAF, who have previously defied CAF president Issa Hayatou. Beb Blatter is popular among African football officials, most notably for bringing the World Cup to the continent for the first time in 2010 when South Africa played host. So far, Blatter has no official challenger for next year's election. Thanks a lot for listening. For the Sunny Side of Sports, this is Segun Adeyemi in Lagos.
This is the voice of America, Washington, D.C.
Hello, everybody. From that very first broadcast during World War II, and ever since, the voice of America has been the voice of freedom. So on behalf of the American people and the millions around the world who draw hope and strength from your work, thank you all for being the proud and steady voice of America.
Voice of America!
And thank you, President Obama, for your support of the Voice of America. Joining us now on the Voice of America with more African football news is our Daybreak Africa sportsman, Mark Ouma.
The African Union head, Nkosazana Dlamini Zuma, challenged African countries to aim at winning the FIFA World Cup within the next decade. This emerged from the meeting between the African Union Commission and the Confederation of African Football Executive Committee in Addis Ababa. CAF President Issa Hayatou responded that this is an achievable objective. Meanwhile, the Democratic Republic of Congo's AS Vita edged Tunisia's CS Sfaxien 2-1 in Kinshasa on Sunday, as Algeria's Entente Setif pipped TP Mazembe of the Democratic Republic of Congo 2-1 in Setif on Saturday in Orange African Champions League semifinals. Elsewhere, Egypt's El Ahly pipped their Cameroonian hosts Cotton Sport by a solitary goal in Garoua, as Ivory Coast's Sewe Sports pipped their visitors AC Leopards 1-0 in Abidjan in Orange African Confederations Cup semifinal action. I'm Mark Ouma in Johannesburg, South Africa.
Because this is Africa. This time for Africa.
I'm very excited.
Because this is Africa. This time for Africa.
Voice of America.
America's news, talk, and music programs are now at the tip of your fingers. Find everything at www.voaafrica.com. Listen to VOA's program lineup live anytime, day or night. Pick out your favorite shows and listen anytime you want. Download our podcasts. Check VOA Mobile from your cell phone. Subscribe to VOA Newsfeed. VOANews.com.
And when you visit VOANews.com, make sure you check out the Sunny Side of Sports blog, in which I write about a variety of sporty topics. My latest blog post is titled, Gorgie Dieng Goes for New Heights in NBA. The 24-year-old Senegalese center is preparing for his second NBA season with the Minnesota Timberwolves. At the recent FIBA Basketball World Cup in Spain, Gorgie was Senegal's best player in six games at the World Championship Tournament. Dieng averaged 16 points and almost 11 rebounds per game. The Senegalese reached the knockout round of 16 before losing to the host Spaniards 89-56 in Madrid. I write in the blog post how I expect Gorgie to show improvement in his second NBA season for two main reasons. Gorgie has more confidence after his solid performance at the Basketball World Cup. And Dieng should get the ball more after the trade last month of Minnesota's best player, Kevin Love, to the Cleveland Cavaliers. Senegalese basketball player Gorgie Dieng of the Minnesota Timberwolves, the subject of the latest Sunny Side of Sports blog post. Check it out!
The Voice of America, VOA.
Follow the Sunny Side of Sports on Facebook and Twitter. My Facebook address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny, and my Twitter handle is @VOA Sunny Sports. If you go to my Facebook page today, Monday, you'll see a story on Ghanaian players Kofi Opare and Samuel Nkum, the newest defenders for DC United, the Major League Soccer club based here in Washington. Kofi came to DC United in a trade with the Los Angeles Galaxy at the end of July, and Samuel arrived here in Washington earlier this month after 5 years and four clubs in Europe. Samuel Nkum was also a member of Ghana's 2010 and 2014 World Cup teams.